December 4th, 2013, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Today I invite you to see that the vestibule or entryway to the first chamber of our united hearts is truth itself. Saint Joseph, as guardian of the truth, awaits the arrival of each soul in this vestibule, where the soul is convicted of the truth of his inequities. Once the soul realizes and accepts his errors, he is admitted to the first chamber of our united hearts, which is my own immaculate heart. Then, within the flame of my heart, he is purged of his iniquities. Please understand what importance the seal of discernment plays in this ongoing conversion process. It is this seal which assists the soul in defining the truth. This entryway or vestibule into our united hearts is the first step in any conversion process. Truth must convict the heart before any change can take place. Therefore, understand that self-complacency is Satan's weapon, which he uses to thwart truth in the heart. No one should be satisfied with where he is spiritually. Every soul is invited into this vestibule of truth. The souls most distant from this entryway are the ones most steeped in the compromise of truth. Saint Joseph is always there present, calling and inviting souls into the light of truth. He never grows weary of welcoming the sinner to his conversion. The doorway the sinner must pass through to reach the first chamber is God's mercy. A note is provided. Read with message 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. The importance of recognizing, accepting, and loving the truth before the coming of the Antichrist. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter.